Tonight's Mr. Show is filmed in a cabin in the woods. It's our cabin. It's our property. Leave us alone.
Odenkirk.
And I'm David Cross.
And thank you. Thank you. We have an interesting show for you tonight. David, you're not backing down on me, are you?
No way, Bob. Cum tata, mim miata.
One country, one nation,
one singular sensation. That's right. As of tonight, we are no longer party to the de facto corporate prostitute calling itself the United States.
Mr. Show is a sovereign nation!
We are a sovereign nation!
Yeah! Okay. All right. This is going to be a lot of fun now. The FBI has surrounded the building, and we've got some great scenes, and we've got a stockpile of food and Bibles that should last about 3 weeks. That's if we go easy on the Bibles. I think you know what I mean. Oh, another thing. Listen, if you're going to go outside and talk to the FBI or the Jew-run media, do us all a big favor, okay? And wear a beard and a beer belly, just like David's putting on here. Okay, now we don't have enough bellies for everyone, so we're asking you guys to drink beer, okay? DIY, do it yourself. That's our motto, you know.
Okay, and I will be a spokesman for the group, and I promise I will not be unruly, and I will not listen to reason. Okay, you know, those are just...
Jill, oh my God, what happened?
They shot Tom. Bob, David, they shot Tom. Why?
Jill, tell us exactly what happened.
Tom was just shooting at them, and then they shot Tom. Why?
I'm going out there.
David! Do, go.
Get off my land. Get off my property. Leave me alone. Liberal Jew-run media. HBO, Hebrew box office. Y'all leave me.
That's the scene here on day 16 of the Mr. Showdown. The facts remain as they have from the beginning. Very little has changed. We're still waiting for information from either side. All we know is that federal agents have surrounded this remote cabin. No word on how many people may be involved or what their demands might be. There is a total news blackout. It's a tense and unchanging situation. Brinks?
Harmon, this is Brinks. How much longer do you think they can hold out?
I don't know that. We have no new information. I just can't say.
Can you take a guess?
At this time, that would be premature.
Harmon, this is Brinks. How about a guesstimate?
Okay, you want me to guess? 100 million days, or maybe 10 more minutes. Somewhere in there. I just can't say. Don't know.
What do you know, though, for sure? Harmon, this is Brinks. Now, I've been asking...
I know. Look. What do you want?
Are the federal agents planning on using force?
I don't know! Maybe this tree knows. Tree, excuse me, can you predict the future for me? No? Can I check back with you every 2 minutes for 16 days? Great, thanks. Look, when I say there's no new information, that means there's no new information. I'm not trying to hide anything on you, okay?
You didn't tell me about that party.
This is a national news story. That was a bris. It wasn't even a party.
Okay, well, I guess that's different then. Okay, fine.
Okay, good. Goodbye. Thanks. Yeah. You know, check back with me again.
No, don't wait for it, because maybe I won't. Who knows? Maybe I won't.
Good! I'm glad!
Good, I'm glad too.
Good, I'm glad for you.
Well, I'm gladder than you are. Man, that guy is unbelievable. Well, there's your news. I'm Brinks Peterson, and this has been the Peterson Family Newscast. Trying to get the news to you without making a big production out of it. We leave you tonight with that footage of that thrilling miracle from Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Spitting Madonna.
some thrilling miracles. The show that brings you the latest scientific and technological breakthroughs. Now here's your host, Pat Frank.
For you tonight. Ladies, are you sick and tired of constantly cleaning all those pots and pans? And what about all the space they take up? And what about all the noise they make? It's too loud. Well, tonight we have a solution. Now, let's meet our resident homemaker, Nancy Gumphrey.
About today's new miracle.
Oh, Nancy, you're gonna love it. Now, let's say hello to our excitable new friend from across the ocean, Ernie! Oh, my!
Hello, hello, Pat. Good to meet you, Nancy. Are you ready to hear about the most exciting breakthrough in kitchen technology in this century? It's the fantastic new 8-in-1 Super Pan.
Well, Ernie, Nancy, I had an opportunity to meet the pan backstage, and I can't wait for you to show it to Nancy. Now, I'll be back in about 10 minutes. I gotta go take a crap.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Off you go. Oh. He's gone now, Nancy. Now it's just you, me, and the pan.
Nancy, come over here! I want you to look at all these pans, Nancy!
Wow!
Look at this, you've got a saucepan for Hubby, and a fry pan for Granny, and a boiler pot for Auntie Sue, and the pans won't shut up!
Wow, there's so many!
That's right! That's exactly right, Nancy, you're so smart! Now, it's time to throw them all away, because look what I've got right here.
Wow, what's this?
What are you doing?
The super pan.
I thought I said it was time to throw the old pans away. I'm not sure. Did I? Yes, I did. Maybe she just doesn't listen. Throw them away. Do you want to meet the super pan? Listen to this, folks. The super pan was developed by astronauts who'd quit the space program to devote their lives to developing pans. It bakes, it boils, it fries, it bros, it breaks, it froils, and it bribles. And the best part of it all... The best part of it all, Nancy, do me a huge favor.
Okay.
Shh. Listen. Quiet as a church mouse. It's not telling you what to do.
Pans don't tell you what to do.
Don't worry about that, Nancy. Come along with me. Look at what we've got here. I've got a super pan that has been heating up on the stove for over 9 hours.
Wow.
I'd say that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
But do me a favor. Put your hand in it.
It's hot, though.
How do you know if it's hot if you haven't touched it?
Seems like it would be.
Do you want to see her touch the pan? Yes, you do. Come on, do it. Come on, Nancy. Come on, girl. Come on. Oh, Nancy. The super pan is not magical. It will burn you. You shouldn't listen to crowds, and you shouldn't listen to pans. Look what we've got here, Nancy. Another super pan. This one's burning with milk. No one likes burnt milk, do they?
I don't think so.
Do they?
I don't think
do
so.
Do they?
I don't
do
think
they?
So.
Let's
I don't
find
think
out.
So.
That man's gone now. That man's gone now. That's okay. She's gone. What happened to you?
I don't know. The super pan
You're not making any sense. Oh, my God, Nancy. Oh, if you could only see what I hear. Upon the night, betwixt earth and flesh, the grinding of souls whispers a tale of how the dead do dance.
Ernie!
Be smart.
How's it going?
Pat, I've been busy telling Nancy all about the super quiet super band.
Great. Nancy, would you say it makes work in the kitchen a lot easier? Nancy, what happened to you?
I fell down the stairs.
Pat, it's true. She fell down the stairs. She's clumsy.
Ernie, come over here.
What is it, Pat?
Over here.
I am here.
Right here! And bring the pan.
Pat, she didn't believe me when I said the pan was super. She said pans talk to her.
Shut up, Ernie! Oh, Pan, what are we going to do? You were out here. You saw everything. What do you think we should do with Ernie, hmm?
Pans don't talk.
Okay. Ernie, the pan wants a kiss.
Oh,
pans don't want kisses.
Kiss the pan. Kiss the pan.
Kiss the pan. Hey, kiss it you. Kiss the pan.
I don't want to.
Kiss the pan. Hey, kiss it you. Kiss the pan. Kiss the pan. Pan kisses you. Kiss the pan.
Nancy, come on. We've got to get away. Fly.
Kiss it.
Come on, Nancy.
Fly.
You can do it.
He will kiss the pan!
Oh, Nancy, you cannot fly. Only British people can fly. You shouldn't try to fly, and you shouldn't listen to British people. Come along, kids!
There's a world above. Come fly with me.
A magical, fantastical, fantastical, spectacular world.
If only you were British, you could see.
A wonderful, fantastic, incredible, elastic world inside the cloud.
Hey!
Oh, British man.
Dougie?
Hey!
Get off my land! Get off my land!
It's okay, Dougie.
You win.
Yeah, he's right. You won. The United States government recognizes your independence.
Huh? Dougie, you wore us out.
It's true. The governor and the president were contacted, and they said they didn't care. If you want to be your own country, that's fine with them.
Really?
Yeah, all you got to do is sign here.
Just sign this.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. We'll see ya.
Take it easy, guy. President. King.
Well, bye.
Goes over, ladies. We're pulling out.
Get off my land.
It was hard at first, saying goodbye, not having anybody on my land, but I'd gotten what I wanted, total freedom. I even called my new country, New Freelance. I made my own money, which I used to pay myself for groceries which I gathered from the forest. I set up a legal court of law. My dog was placed under house arrest. I decided that my nation needed an anthem, so I hired a lady from the city to come up and write one for me.
Get off my land. Get off my land. We can't find love.
I didn't like it, but it was nice to have a visitor. It was a quiet, hard life and kind of lonely. So one day, I packed a bag, closed up my country, and went off to visit America. America was truly the land of plenty. Everything a fella could ever want. Food stacked high as a tree. Sizzling steaks and creamy cakes. and a friendly robot that counted it up. I had the best time of my life and never wanted to leave. And then I made the boldest decision of my life.
All right, sir, let's get this straight. Where are you coming from?
New Freeland.
Where is that?
Montana.
So you're already a U.S. citizen?
No, I told you I'm from New Freeland. I'm requesting asylum in this great country, the United States.
Look, I can't help you, sir. I don't know
what... Please, take this. Here.
What is
this? It's everything I have. It's everything in the world.
Okay, all right. Shut up. Just move along.
All right. Let's go.
Next! Passport.
Oh, man. Being back in the U.S. is a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Being in Amsterdam was awesome.
Yeah. Fucking cheap legal weed. What more you want, man?
I know.
Hey,
where'd you put your stash?
Oh, man, check it out. I put it inside baggies, and then put baggies inside my shampoo. That way, the dogs don't smell it. Foolproof plan, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. What'd you do with your stuff?
I got it all under control.
Next! Passport.
Yep.
Where are you coming from?
England. That's where my flight was. Because I missed my other flight. But, you know, all over Europe, you know, up and down. You know.
Up and down?
Yeah, you know, up and down, all around, you know, upper places, take a train to lower places like Italy, and then also up, too.
I see you went to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Yeah. Oh, you mean Holland. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in Italy, and I shampooed up to Holland.
Sorry, you what?
Took a train.
You had a Ural pass?
Yeah, I had a shampoo pass.
Okay, do you have anything to declare?
What do you mean?
Did you purchase anything overseas?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just stuff I needed, you know, shampoo, baggies. I mean, you know, baggies for the shampoo, to put inside the shampoo, to put shampoo inside the baggies, you know, so I could have it with me when I was out and about, you know, and to travel. And but, you know, was there anything else? No, that was it, you know, just shampoo.
All right. Did you purchase any fruits or vegetables or perishables?
Just shampoo. It's apple-scented, is why I said that. You know, because, does that count? I was wondering, is an apple a fruit or a vegetable? That's one of those things I always wanted to know. Anybody that has the seed roll with, I don't know. With
that doesn't count, sir.
Great. Shampoo.
What?
I just said shampoo because it says that on your name tag there.
No, it doesn't. My name is Keith.
It is. I caught you looking. That's a game. I win.
All right. So is this all your luggage?
Yeah. No. Wait, I mean, this is all I have. I don't know. Why should I have more? I mean, no. What's going on here? I mean, you're asking me a lot of questions here, you know? I mean, yeah. What is this, some sort of shampoo court? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you guys are watching this, but everybody's saying this guy's shampooing me here, you know? I mean, you know, last time I checked, it was okay to travel around Europe and get as much shampoo as you wanted, you know? I mean, what happened to my shampoo rights?
It's okay, sir. It's all right.
Don't try to shampoo a shampooer.
It's all right, sir. You can go.
Shampoo.
Next. Passport. Where are you coming from?
I was in Italy, and then I took a balloon up my ass to Spain.
All right, you can go.
Next.
Have you seen this man's ass? It's wanted for smuggling over 20 million pounds of narcotics into America. If you've seen it, call our Crime Stopper hotline. Also, have you seen this man? He's wanted by crooks everywhere for trying to stop crime. His name is me!
Hello, I'm F.F. Woody Cooks. On Take Back the Streets tonight, we're gonna shake the crime stick. at two cuckoo birds who thought they could get past a trained private security agent.
On the night of May 14th, 1994, two goofs broke into a storage facility on the outskirts of Chicago.
We gotta take this guy out.
But we gotta do it quietly.
This residential neighborhood wouldn't take kindly to a noisy ruckus or loud horsing off. The security guard, an ex-Chicago police detective with over a year of street smarts, was no lay-down Sally. In a flash, the lion-hearted guard transformed himself into a human alarm. It seemed as though the guard had been subdued when one of them made a crucial mistake.
Ow! Ow! It's not the way it is! Ow!
Knock it off!
We will!
We will! Look, no, no. It's okay. What's the matter?
Yeah,
I know he did. He's mean, isn't he?
Oh,
no. It's okay.
The guard knew he needed to conserve his energy and had had a large dinner and used his natural drowsiness to his advantage.
He's asleep.
Oh, good, good.
The two bird brains were lulled into a false sense of security by the sleeping guard, who even then was concocting his master stroke.
Dreaming! Help me, God!
Jesus, he's dreaming!
Shut that baby up!
You gotta wake him up!
Their hands. That one said something to me also.
Crime fighters, take note. The Dunderheads' best friends are silent. By screaming loudly and often and playing the nap card, the guard had torn their plan into two pieces, bad and worse. You said it, Crime Stick. Those two were a couple of dinglings. Oh, one more thing. That wily guard and I shared a name. Me! Now, who wants ice cream? If you want to learn more about how to take back the streets and how sweet ice cream is, visit any one of my three ice cream precinct locations.
F.F. Woody Cook's ice cream precincts are the official ice cream suppliers of the first annual Independent Nations Games. And now we return to the opening ceremonies.
Ceremonies of the Independent Nations Games.
This is exciting, Tom.
Sure is.
You know, the FBI's new policy of conceding to separatists has led to the formations of so many little countries, and that's led to these wonderful games.
They are wonderful, Bob. These are new countries. They're small countries. Some of them have no more than two or three people, but their competitive spirit surely looms large.
Indeed it does.
Joining us now is the ruler of New Freeland and also a recent emigre to these United States, Mountain Dougie.
Good to have you, Mountain.
Good to have you.
I love this country.
So do we. All right, yes, back to the athletes. Representing Freemania, that is Chester Hasbro. He'll be competing in three events. Chester Hasbro, the discus, the pole vault, and the common law wife swap. Always a very important event.
He's a good man.
He is a good man, I'm sure he is. And next to him, we've got Gary, better be wary, Vendemeer, from the New Republic of Gary.
See the G on the flag.
Gary's going to be competing in the tumbling, the threatening, and the 400-meter food horde.
Mm.
Now, Gary's from the state of Montana.
Oh, they're all from Montana, Bob.
Oh, don't tell them that.
Y'all are pretty funny. Y'all real funny. Keep making jokes.
I tell you what, let's go to the competition because it's already started, all right?
Yeah,
with the
very
uneven parallel bars competition.
Yes, this looks to be Hank Dobson from the brand new country of Hank Dobson's Mini Mart and Country. That country's open 24 hours.
That's right.
Oh, he looks primed to go.
He looks good.
Now, that country's only been around for a few days and already has a rich and storied history.
They sure do. And their tourism industry is booming. Look at him up there. He looks like this is his fourth or fifth Olympics.
Oh,
it's his first.
What
Watch
do you
the
call
beard.
That?
Watch the beard. That is a Kubiachi.
And that's a Bouncer
Watch
Reno.
Out. Look out for that. He knows he's doing well.
Look at him go.
Well.
Look at him. He's all alone. Doesn't need a government to help him do that.
That's right. Well, the problem at these Olympics is many of the athletes don't recognize the judge's authority. They just don't believe in it. So
that's a real problem. Yeah. They judge themselves, I guess.
They do, sometimes too harshly.
Y'all don't know what it's like to be judged. Y'all have no idea. You think you do, but you don't. You don't.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good comment, and I'm sure pertinent.
Yes.
Look at that pistol. He's probably...
He is winding up for that dismount now.
Here it comes. The big dismount we've been waiting for.
Look at him. This is going to be...
Oh!
Yes! Yes! I have not seen anything like that.
Ooh, like a swan.
Wow.
Like a pregnant swan.
Day four of the standoff at 3228 Cranberry Way here in Little Glen Estates. It's now been 4 days since this old man went inside his home. He has yet to come out, and nerves are frayed as federal agents stand watch. Here now is an earlier conversation between the chief negotiator and the old man, along with a picture of a telephone, so that you're not confused.
This is the FBI. Uh-huh. Tell us, what is the situation inside the house?
Yes, I'm watching TV.
All right, we just want this to end peacefully so we can all go home.
Uh-huh, well, I am home.
May I remind you that you have done nothing wrong. You will not be charged with anything. But our being here is costing the taxpayers thousands of dollars. Now, please, we don't want to use...
Hey, I'm on television. Goodbye.
Please hang up and try your call again.